like, let's say you had someone, an old person, and an old person, say about 80, and does work on a farm, never gets tired. Say, I don't care how old he is or she is. She's always...
always alert and active.
Any other way of describing people that are always on the go?
Just kind of alert and active.
Mm-hmm. Old people, no special terms. Descriptive terms. Phrase.
I don't know anything about it.
You say they're quite lively?
Oh, yeah.
Is that for just old people?
Well, that'd be on anybody who could get around pretty well. Mm-hmm. Quite lively.
Any other ways to say quite lively?
Just active and alert. And good health and everything.
Use the word spry?
Yeah, someone called spry.
How would you use that?
It says spry for his age. Mm-hmm. Being active, I think. Mm-hmm.
If somebody, little children, this happens a lot, they don't want to go into a room in the dark, you'd say they were of the dark.
Afraid of the dark.
Mm-hmm. Any other ways to say that?
Scared. Mm-hmm. Scared and afraid.
How would you say if you didn't used to be?
Didn't used to be what?
Afraid of the dark, you would say.
What? Oh, didn't used to be afraid of the dark? Didn't used to be afraid of the dark.
Some of them say they left a lot of money out on the table and they left the door unlocked. People could see it. You might say they were mighty.
Say what?
Somebody left a lot of money, let's say, out on the table.
Oh, kind of foolish on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, be foolish on it.
Any other way you might say that? Leaving things around or something people could get at?
Forgetful.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that, let's say some kids around here, I wouldn't say that they were reckless drivers, so some of them sure are about singling and things like that.
Mm. Just kind of wild drivers.
If you didn't care about something, you'd say that something was
no concern to you.
Mm-hmm. You use the word careless?
Yeah, careless.
Why don't you ask you for a descriptive term, so say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts
kind of like she ain't old there.
Mm-hmm. Any other ways you might use that?
And acts kind of childish for age. Mm-hmm. And she just,
let's say Aunt Lizzie was a little off in the corner, you might.
Yeah, a little off.
You might describe that as
a little loose in the marbles.
Would you use the word queer?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
How would you use that?
Just say she's a little queer acting. Because when you use queer, that'd be kind of cute how you work.
Yeah, give me a couple of examples how you
work. Yeah, you just say she's kind of queer in her mind or something like that.
What would that mean?
I mean she's not quite all there, a little off in the mentality.
She'd be meaning eccentric?
Yeah, eccentric in her acting.
Would you say to somebody, he's queer, to mean he's eccentric?
Now and here would be that, mean that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still people use that?
Yeah, they use it some, but they wouldn't use it. They wouldn't use it too much.
Older folks and all?
Yeah, the older folks would.
Yeah. What is it? What if younger folks use it to mean what?
Well, younger folks, they just got tied too much to the other by now, the homosexuality.
Yeah. If a man was really sure of his own ways and he never really wanted to change, you might say to him, don't be so
stubborn.